Gracious and compassionate God, listen to your children pray at this time. We know that you desire unity, both for your people and in the world and between heaven and earth. We thank you for drawing us together as a people of faith and sending us into a world to witness to the power of the resurrection and the new life offered in you. Lord, listen to your children pray. Listen to us as we bring before you our prayers for ourselves, for our world, for our church, for our communities. Loving God, we worry about our world. There are so many places where there's no rest, where people's lives are uprooted by war and environmental devastation. We pray that all places and all people find stability and comfort in your love and in your promises. We are concerned about divisions we see around us. So many countries, communities, and relationships are torn apart by discrimination, disagreements, and hatred. We pray that even the most broken of relationships might experience your unity and harmony, O Lord. Lord, listen to your children pray. We are saddened that so many people live in isolation and in fear. We pray for those who are searching for belonging and wholeness. We ask that all who feel alone might find community and comfort in friendships, in communities of faith, and especially in deep relationship with you. We pray for this congregation and for those who are present, for those worshiping online, and for those who are absent. We pray that you give us grace to do your will in all that we say and do, that our works might find favor in your sight. Lord, listen to your children pray. And now at this time, loving God, we pray especially for the people of Ukraine and the Gaza Strip. We pray for the people of Cuba and other nations whose lives made difficult because of the American-Iran war. We pray for the parents of missing children. We pray for the children and the youth that they may find hope in a future that is before them. And we pray, O Lord, for vulnerable communities that are and will be severely affected by climate change in the next coming days. We pray, dear Lord, especially for our dear beloved sister Mariam, that you heal and touch and comfort be with her at this time as she recuperates at home, Lord. And now, loving God, hear us as we now bring our own needs and those of others you. And as we bring our individual prayers to a close, dear Lord, help us to remain hopeful for the church and its message of love and salvation. Empower us through the Spirit to be your witnesses in the world. Teach us how to share our stories of faith and experiences of your love with others in ways that build up the church and our communities. We pray this in the name of the risen Christ who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father.